I'm Ian Purton with the BBC News. Rescue operations are underway off the coast of Libya after two boats carrying about 500 migrants capsized near the port of Zuwara. One unconfirmed report says there are at least 100 bodies at a hospital in Zuwara, including nationals from Syria, Bangladesh and several sub-Saharan African countries. Our Libya correspondent Rana Jawad is in Tunis.
We haven't been able to establish how many people were on each boat, but from the people we've been speaking to, we are told that there were at least 400 up to 500 on both of them. A rescue operation is still underway for one of those boats that capsized later in the day, and we understand that at least 20 altogether have been rescued, but hundreds are basically feared dead at this stage.
Austrian police say they won't know until Friday the exact number of dead migrants found in an abandoned lorry near the Hungarian border. The initial estimates vary from 20 to 50. The lorry had been left on the side of a road on Wednesday. President Obama has marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina by praising the response of the people of New Orleans to the devastation their city suffered. In a commemorative speech there, Mr. Obama said what had started as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster.
New Orleans, like so many cities and communities across the country, had for too long been plagued by structural inequalities that left too many people, especially poor people, especially people of color, without good jobs or affordable health care or decent housing. Too many kids grew up surrounded by violent crime, cycling through substandard schools where few had a shot to break out of poverty. And so, like a body weakened when the storm hit, there was no resources to fall back on.
There has been a surge in the number of deaths in Saudi Arabia from what's known as MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Authorities say 17 people have died over the past 7 days. Alan Johnston reports.
MERS infections have been recorded in countries across the Middle East, Europe and Asia. But Saudi has been hit hardest. And now the kingdom's coping with a surge in the number of fatalities. Four more deaths were reported on Thursday. And health officials admit that they're worried by the timing of this. Next month, more than 2 million Muslims from all around the world will gather in Saudi for the annual Hajj pilgrimage.
An Egyptian court has sentenced 12 members of the Islamic State group to death. They were convicted of joining IS and of planning attacks against police and soldiers. An official says 6 of those on trial were still at large. World News from the BBC. The father of the US reporter killed on Wednesday has said President Obama must use the opportunity to push through tougher gun control. Andy Parker acknowledged that it would be an uphill battle.
I would appeal to the president right now. This is your perfect opportunity. Work with the press. They're on your side. They just lost one of their own.
The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, has recalled his country's ambassador to Venezuela for consultations as the border between the two countries remains closed. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, announced the border closure a week ago after 3 Venezuelan soldiers were wounded in a shootout with smuggling gangs. French police have arrested 2 writers suspected of trying to blackmail the Moroccan authorities. Eric Laurent and Catherine Grassi are alleged to have asked for more than $3 million not to publish a book said to contain compromising information, reportedly about the king. President Obama and King Salman of Saudi Arabia will meet in Washington next Friday. Discussions will focus on Syria, Yemen, and what the White House said were Iran's destabilizing activities in the Middle East. Relations between the two countries have cooled during recent nuclear negotiations between the US and Iran. And finally, British scientists have found a man with an immune system disorder has been unwittingly spreading polio for nearly 30 years, despite having been vaccinated against the disease. Roger Walker reports.
The man's immune disorder meant that the weakened polio virus used to vaccinate him in childhood had not been killed in his gut. It had subsequently mutated into strains of live virus capable of causing paralysis, as researchers discovered from samples taken from the man over a 10-year period. The case is thought unlikely to be unique, and doctors fear other people with the same disorder could trigger new outbreaks of polio among individuals who have not been vaccinated.
That is the BBC News.